Hey you, welcome to the Christian Life Coaching Podcast for Weight Loss. I'm so excited that you are here. Hey you, and welcome to the podcast. So this is going to be a mini episode of the podcast because something just landed on my heart, something that I've just been thinking about as it relates to my weight loss journey, right? Because here I am, 51, lost the weight, doing all the things that, you know, I teach in the Seeker's Method, and I'm keeping it off, leveraging all of the tools that I teach in the Seeker's Method. But I was thinking back to a time when I had a coach. She wasn't a Christian. She was just a weight loss coach. And she was helping me to lose weight, but she was having me to do things the way everybody else does things in weight loss. It was all about the calories. It was all about the, you know, weighing the food and the grams and the workout and all of the things. And it was hard for me. So I just thought, like, I need to go and talk about that. I need to talk about how I lost the weight without working out. And I understand that that's not popular for a lot of people. A lot of people have conformed to the pattern of believing that you can't work out unless you are killing yourself in the gym. Listen, I stopped going to the gym and I started seeking him. I lost weight without counting calories. I just completely stopped focusing on all the numbers. Like, I stopped focusing on the number on the scale, and I truly started focusing on number one. Like, I had to see myself as, I had to stop living in the world, and I started becoming who I've always been meant to be. Like, I just had to drop out of what wasn't working for me in the worldly ways, because for me, I had to lose weight differently from everybody else. I could not do hard weight loss things the way the world had taught me, because the world had lost its grip on me. I'm not even kidding you. The minute I realized that I could do weight loss differently, a way was made for me to lose the weight. And so, you know, I'm telling you all this because I see it even still. Like, while I'm on social media, I still see the weight loss coaches in the gym, running the treadmill, on the elliptical, talking about, you know, counting the calories and having cheat days. I still see all the coaches doing those things, and those things served a purpose for me at a point in time. But the problem is, I would lose the weight when I could lose the weight, you know, doing the exercises, drinking the smoothies, doing all of those things when I was just younger. I had more time available. My hormones were different. I mean, for me, like, most of the coaches that I invested in at the height of my weight loss difficulty, they all insisted that I lose weight according to conventional standards. I had to break from that norm. It stopped working for me at a certain age. In fact, even the older I got and the busier I got, like with the kids and a family and a career and all of these things, the less I even wanted to do it that way, right? Like, it's like I even had less of a desire to do it that way. And I was starting to see that it was futile, and I was having fewer results doing it that way. You might find yourself at, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, whatever your age, you might find yourself that despite your efforts, you're eating well and you're killing yourself in the gym, and weight loss isn't happening. You might be like me, right? I needed to break free from the world's ways, and I had to do weight loss differently. For me, weight loss was mental and emotional as much as it was physical. And you know, it's kind of interesting because I also see that in all of the women who come to work with me. They have the revelation that they've been seeing weight loss in one component of their triune being. It's just physical. It's not. It's also in your soul, where your emotions and everything are, your will, your drive, your desire, all of that. But even more, it's in your spirit. And those, so I see that when women come to me, they're just like me. They mentally and emotionally lose weight. And it's also the way that they gained it, right? You're probably like this. You see that the reason you gained weight was because of emotions and the way that you think. And you think it's just physical. You can't. You really have to, what got you into this weight loss situation is not what will get you out. I have to show you how to undo those patterns, stop conforming to those patterns, how to create new ones, how to renew your mind, how to not be led from your flesh up. Instead, how to be led from your spirit down. And so for me, on my weight loss journey, like especially during those times when I felt like I was unable to lose weight, I remember feeling hopeless, like losing my joy. And I remember waking up every day with so much dread that I just realized I have to do weight loss differently. I had to seek out a different path, and it paid off. And so the clients that I work with are usually just the same. Like they want to lose the weight, but even more, they want their hope and their joy back. Right? Do you find yourself relating to what I'm saying there? Like, hope and joy come from faith. And I teach my clients in the Seeker's Method how to be in faith and how to put their faith in God and not in a diet. And to also make sure that they're not putting their faith in me. Because real and lasting, true spiritual hope, the kind of hope that sets in, it's like it's in your heart, it takes root in your heart, in your spirit, and it permeates through to your soul. That kind of hope comes as you learn to do in faith what you should do, and as you learn to place your faith where faith actually belongs, right? It belongs with God. And so that's what I show my clients. I show my clients how to trust the outcome to God as they practice doing their part on their weight loss journey. And that doesn't mean that doing weight loss the way that I teach you to do it, that doesn't mean it's easier by any stretch. It's just more fruitful because it lands and it changes you from the inside out. You start to actually produce the fruit of the Spirit in all areas of your life instead of just producing the fruit of your flesh. And so I give my clients the tools that they need to step into a completely transformed life. I show you not only how to lose the weight, but how to keep it off, how to renew your mind. I mean, think about renewing your mind. You probably already can admit that you really don't even have a weight loss problem. You have a quitting problem. You have an overeating problem. You have a wrong thinking and believing problem. That is what I show you how to do in the Seeker's Method. I show you how to be transformed through the renewing of your mind. I give you the tools so that this time you can quit quitting and you can have the mind renewal. So not only are you made stronger on your weight loss journey, but you're strong enough to maintain your weight loss. I help you to identify what you should eat, when, and why, so that you can then start coming under spiritual leadership to understand how this right choice is going to lead you to a right outcome. I show you how to be made stronger against temptation so that you can stop living in the threat of that present temptation and come up higher and see the bigger picture perspective to understand how God will use that temptation to make you stronger. I show you how to meal prep and what to do when and how. I show you how to prioritize your time and how to live according to what you value as a believer so that you can live the kind of life that shows everybody your Christian values, and you can be led by your Christian values. I show you what plan will work for this age and stage of your life, and how God fits into that plan, and how you fit into that plan walking with God on your weight loss journey. I show you how not to eat when you're hungry perpetually, and to step into a new season over, you know, a couple of weeks of contentedness with food as you start to be filled more completely with the Spirit. I show you how to have fun in your life without it meaning food has to be the source of your fun, without it meaning you have to drink alcohol. I show you how to actually experience joy instead of artificial pleasure in the things of this world in the form of food and alcohol. I show you how your food might be a weapon, your food and even your weight might be a weapon formed against you so that you can do what God has, so that you, how it was a weapon formed against you, keeping you from doing what God has called you to do. Because so many women, even myself included, are kept oppressed by the physical condition and even the sorrow and the shame that they feel and how they believe they look and are perceived by the world, and how the enemy uses weight and wrong food choices and gluttony and overeating and all of those things as a weapon formed against you to block you from whatever it is that God has called you to do. I show you how to stop overeating and how to understand wrong desires. I show you how to stop feeling so controlled by your food and how to have the keys to real Christian freedom. I show you how to believe that you can change and how to actually have a knowing of the truth so that you can change your behavior in your spiritual strength, in your spirit of power. I show you how to stop hurting physically as a result of your food choices and how to understand your responsibility and even your ability to make right choices so that you can partner with God and receive the fullness of the freedom that's available to you right now as a believer. You've already been delivered. I show you how to walk that out. How to walk out your salvation, how to step into your sanctification, how to harness the power of the Holy Spirit in your life so that you can live in the fullness of your faith and to become a believing believer who is transformed, whose faith has healed her even in weight loss. So if you're interested, there's going to be a link in my show notes. But I also encourage you to go to my website, sherrycapola.com. You can go to sherrycapola.com, or you can simply go to sherrycapola.com/seeker. Most immediately, the Seeker's Method will start on April the 22nd of 2024. The first Seeker Sesh is going to be on the 21st of April at 7 a.m. And you can decide how you want to join, right? You can join at the, how do I want to say this? You can join at the TSM light level, or you can join at the group coaching level. I've made these so that they are available to you commensurate with your need. If you join at the TSM light level, it's where you have just the community and it's where you get the Seeker Sessions and the daily content. If you do the group coaching, it's where you have greater proximity to me. You have group coaching with the other women. You have so many free things. Just go to my website and you'll see it all available to you there. This program changes women's lives. I could do a podcast of just the testimonials, but I can't even keep up with the testimonials, to be honest with you. God has made a way through every area in your life, if you will just understand how to apply the Word of God to all areas of your life, even your weight loss journey. So if you're interested in learning more, I encourage you, click on the link in today's show notes.